Hey, welcome to The Weekend. It's time for Group Chat, the place where everyone comes together to talk all things pop culture, whether it's music.
Yeah, Beyonce has 11 nominations.
I think that's aggressive.
including album of the year.
I am happy that she is getting some play.
Mm-hmm. Movies and TV.
In comedy, like, we had memes, we had GIFs, we had people being Rickrolled, we had That's What She Said, we had, you know, like, we had all that stuff. So I think it's also just
it's
where
like
we are in
part
time.
Part of the trend, yeah.
How do you know when to move on? How do you know when something's stale?
How long do we do Chuck Norris jokes for?
Or sports moments that have everyone talking.
If you're watching a television show and somebody's wearing a Bills jersey, like, they're going to notice that and zoom in on that Bills jersey and be like, I like this show, I like these characters. Somebody who doesn't really necessarily care about the Bills, or maybe they follow a different team, they're not going to see that, they're not going to have that same connection, because their perceptual ability is just, it's a different set of references.
Group Chat brings you all the pop culture action with sharp insight, fun debates, and a whole lot of laughter.
Coming up right after this.
Hello and welcome to Group Chat. I'm your host, Bentley, and today I'm excited to welcome Abigail Lee, owner and creator of the fashion brand By Abigail Lee, specializing in Buffalo apparel. Dima Matta, senior manager of marketing at New Era Cap, and she was involved in that Josh Allen campaign that you've been seeing, the Billustration campaign you've been seeing so much about. And chef Darian Bryan, owner of Bratz Hill and the Plating Society, private chef for the Bills, and has been featured on the Food Network and various other things. So we will be talking all about this. First, we're kicking off with the Bills home opener, because you know that people wait all year for this. And we'll talk about all the game day rituals that make it so much fun, with this being the final season at Highmark. We're talking traditions, memories, and what might carry into the new stadium. We'll also dive into Bills pop culture, commercials, media shout outs, and of course, tailgate culture and food. So, yes, in general, the tailgates. So first, as we get to know each other a little bit, what are you all talking about in your group chats? What's taking over your group chats right now?
Well, I remember last time we were talking about this, I have very few group chats because I really don't have any time to text anybody.
Yeah.
I have just a woman-owned business group chat I'm in. And then, I am in a fantasy football group chat, but I'm not able to participate this year because last year at you know, 8 p.m. when you had to get your picks in on Thursday, I forgot. I'm worried about so many other things. So everyone's talking about their drafts and stuff, and I'm like, I really want to be a part of this year, but it's okay. We're going to maybe next year. So those are what's going on in my fantasy football, the drafting, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's understandable. You're pretty busy.
Yeah.
What about you, Dima?
Yeah, my group has honestly a lot of it right now is food, truthfully. Like one, I'm also a collaborator with Buffalo Eats. We're just always talking about food, if not music, then food, new restaurants in the city, out of the city. And then I have another group chat that's just a close-knit group of friends. And the group chat name keeps changing to discussions of different foods. First it was pizza. Now it's ham. It's just yams now, truly. So just talking about food, especially with the upcoming season and tailgating, it's just going to keep getting more and more.
Chef Darian, how about
food?
You?
Well, we got a special event. We got a host at the stadium. So we're in a group with all these people, like staff-wise, to see like what we need and set up, break down, and just execution. That's about it. That's what in my group chat right now.
Yeah.
Are we going to pull this off to the best level, you know?
I can't wait to talk about that, because these setups are so intriguing to me, and, you know, outdoor cooking in general when you don't have your kitchen.
Plus, we hire professionals to come in and set up these things. I just have to walk in and just do what I do. So I don't have to be breaking my back, hauling grill all over the place, like pay people to come set it up, and you just come and be the showman. Yeah?
That's the key. That's the level you're at, and that's the key, right? Well, so Sunday is the home opener, week one of the regular season. Fans are also calling it the farewell season because of the new stadium. Mm-hmm. What do you think Sunday is going to look like? Abigail, you'll be there, I know.
Insanity. I think I'm going to cry. Yeah. I'm definitely going to cry. I'm so excited for this. Like, it's our last regular season home opener game at the Ralph, basically. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have a lot of emotions, but I'm going to be feral. Like, I'm so excited to be running around. I'm going to be we have Chef Darian and I are doing some stuff together that day. I have the, I'm hosting the Game Day Hospitality, the Game Day Buffalo tailgate. So I'm going to be there too. Like just all over the place, going to be moving a million miles a minute, but I'm absolutely stoked.
Well, I love that you two have this partnership going for Sunday. Can you talk more about that?
Yes. Yeah, so I don't know how much I can say, but we're going to say it, right? So partner with Snicker and Josh Allen to do like these game day sauces, these amazing sauces they sent to me and say, what dishes can you put together with these sauces? So we have some fun stuff in store. We're going to have like 3,000 people at our tent for samples to see what we have in store. So Abigail is going to be there, a bunch of, you know, a lot of influencers going to be there, spreading the word of this greatness we got going on.
Love it.
It'll be fun. I think It's going to be an awesome time, especially just with the collaboration with Snickers and Josh. And like now it's like, you know, Snickers is Buffalo now. Yeah. So it's really exciting.
Yes, let's go. Yeah, I know.
What lot will you be in? Do you know that yet?
I'm not sure yet. They sent me two locations where we might be. So I'll get more details. I got a meeting with them later on to see where we're going to be at. So it's going to be a good time.
We'll
hope we don't have
know.
To walk too much. Though. I know. Hope there's parking too for us.
I got boots that day.
I always wear need comfortable shoes.
Yeah. I always wear fancy boots and I'm going to have to put some inserts.
Yeah. Or maybe wear the sneakers and then put the boots on.
Oh, yeah.
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 It's sometimes
game ready.
Yeah. Just piles of things, you know.
Dima, what does Sunday look like for you?
Oh, my goodness. It's a night game. Have to work the next day. So definitely not going to be part of the 7 a.m. train that people do, even if it's a night game. But definitely going to tailgate. Going to check out their tailgate for a little bit. And it's truly just trying to, one, figure out where we're going to go, what food we're going to bring, who we're going to bring. Honestly, when it comes to the tailgates in my friend group, a lot of the stuff is very last minute. So, just going to really enjoy, kind of like Abigail mentioned, there's just so much anticipation for the start of the season. I know that this is how the case is every single year, but it's the last at the stadium. And I know that the new one is getting built so close to it, but there's still just, you know, people want to do these traditions that they've done every year. Maybe it's kind of like a final hurrah and they start new traditions with the new stadium. So I feel like it's just going to be a lot of anticipation and leading up and drinking a lot of water beforehand as well.
Water, remember that.
Yes.
Water.
Yeah, just water. A lot of excitement.
Cheers to that.
Yeah. Cheers. Drinking our water. And, you know, I think with a lot of the lots, especially some of the legacy lots, we don't really know what the future of some of those lots. Like, obviously, with the construction, some of the lots, like the mud lot, went away. Yeah. But, you know, even with Hammer's lot, you don't really know what the future of that lot's going to be. So could this be the last year for the Hammer's lot and ketchup and mustard and bowling ball shots?
I even want to put that out into the universe.
I know,
but that's what it is. A lot of people just don't know right now, like what's going to happen, because the new lot or the new stadium is going to get built. People are going to start going there after this season, but they still have to tear down the old one. Who knows, like, what that timeline is going to be? You know?
So yeah, not encouraging any debauchery, but you know, it might be your last time. So tailgate rituals. Now, grilling. I know, you know, Chef Darian, you've been featured in national commercials grilling outside. Yeah. What is the key to a proper tailgate when you're, you know, partying, but also trying to cook?
The key for me is staying organized, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have all these people to feed, plus people just walking in. Oh, chef is going to eat his food.
Yeah.
People that wasn't expecting going to pull up. So just stay organized and have a solid group of people around you to make this happen.
Yeah.
That's always my number one key. Get the strongest people, because we're going, you know what I mean? Because we're going to make timeline for this and just make it happen.
What about a novice tailgater? So like in some of the smaller lots. So like if Dima and I want to try to, you know, be chefs and grill a little bit, like what are the key things that we need to have? Do you do like a charcoal grill? Do we... You do know, a little.
People love charcoal because of the flavor.
Yeah. Mm.
But to be honest with you, they're a pain.
Yeah.
Because you got to keep feeding that thing charcoal. You know what I mean? The gas grill now, as long as the gas is on, we're going. You know what I mean? So execution is a big thing. Be prepared. Have a bunch of stuff prepared at a time, and also have the right tools and equipment to make it happen.
Yes.
A flat top is great too. We can put anything on the flat top. Burgers, hot dogs, burnt ends, whatever, which we're going to be serving burnt ends at the tailgate on Sunday. So
I'm crashing this. By the way.
We need to go there.
I have another setup, but I can leave that.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry to anybody that's coming to my tailgate, but I might have to branch off for a minute.
Just go take a really long bathroom break.
Yeah. I'll just think, hey. I mean, I'm going to be there all day anyway.
Yeah, you're
what fine. Time is everybody getting there?
So we got to be set up by 4:30.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of early, right?
I was thinking around 4 because what do you think about it? If the game starts at kickoffs at 8:20, people are going to start walking around 7:45, 7:50.
Okay.
That gives you around like 3 to 4 hours to tailgate. I think that's a healthy amount of time in my opinion.
Well, I was told that I have to be at my lot at noon.
Oh.
So yeah. I think things are going to start.
Oh, people are going to get there even before. I swear.
People will be there at 6.
People will
be
there.
In the morning?
100%.
No, I can guarantee people will start like parking RVs and trailers the night
before. I've
seen
that before.
And then people that I know, I mean, maybe not as often for night games, but for the 1 o'clock games, people are there and sleeping there the night before. So they can be up at 6 or 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it a few times. I'm like, wait a minute. Are people tailgating already? They're sleeping in their tent. They're cooking already. Because I'm dropping meal prep to all these players off. You know what I mean? I'm like, wait a minute. It's busier here already.
Bills
you
fans,
think the game is today.
But they don't mess around. They don't mess around. This is why we're nationally known for our tailgating and our fan bases.
They
want to
secure that spot and be comfortable.
Couldn't be me, but I love it.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to Group Chat. I'm your host, Bentley, here with Abbielli, Dima Matta, and Chef Darian Bryan. And yeah, we're talking all things tailgate right now because we're getting ready for the home opener on Sunday. And energy is, it's buzzing. I mean, I think, you know, Hard Knocks happen and everybody's just in this mood.
Yes.
What are some of the traditions that you think, you know, that need to all carry over from the old stadium to the new stadium this stadium? You know, you have to have Mr. Brightside.
That's what I was going to say. Mr. Brightside.
I must say, like, we still got to jump to them tables.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. But is there a safer way, or you would just like that, just jump to the table and break something? I don't know.
So we were talking about this.
I would love to do it, but I got too much going on.
No.
You can't. Your arms and hands are money, so you need those insured.
And my shoulders, too.
So this is what I've heard. I am not a professional. I don't know about any of this, but I think the big mistake that people were making and getting very hurt was if you set up a table, those folding tables, there's the brace in the middle that you put on. Like if you're actually going to jump through it, you need to like unhook that so the table actually
bends
instead of staying flat, because that's when you get hurt. But I also think now that the mud lot is not a thing, that's where a lot of the table breaking and jumping was happening, because there were so many like the school buses and buses in there. So people, I can just see it happening. Somebody was standing on top of a bus and thought, oh, I should jump through that table.
I feel like versus on like a cement concrete is, if you're rolling off, it's a little softer on mud and grass.
Yeah.
But no, I agree. You need to like pre-break it. Also how you fall into it, you can't go head first, and you also can't just like belly flop onto it. You need to like really break it with something else before your entire
like
body goes through.
She seemed like a pro. She'd be jumping through tables. I'm looking at some YouTube videos to see over there.
You act like you know a little bit about this. Well, and I know that in Hammer's lot, he has banned table jumping. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't even bring a funnel in his lot, which is funny because that's where the bowling ball shots happen. So, and then as far as the in-stadium experience, and you know what makes you know that you're at a Bills game when you're at the game? What is different amongst other fandoms?
For me, it's just the energy. Like the first time in the arena, I'm like, listen, this is nothing like being in a box, right? When you're in the box, it's like you're just watching it through a glass, right?
Yep.
But when you're in there, the energy, the vibe, like you just feel like, this is where I belong.
Yeah.
But when it's freezing cold, I don't want to be out there, man. I was in a box watching it. But, you know, when it's warmer season, I'm out there. Because most of the times, I have to go to their house and cook after. So sometimes I'm not going to be in and out, you know what I mean? Because, you know, after the game, I have to go to these guys' house and cook. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Was that an adjustment for you because you were born in Jamaica?
Born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then you came to the tundra.
Now I'm like, ooh, what is this? I always tell people my story. I have an option to choose either San Diego or Buffalo. My mom was in San Diego. My sister was living there. I'm like, there's no snow in San Diego. And I experienced something different. And let me tell you, after the first 2 years, we can take this snow thing back, man. It's no joke. Uh-huh. I ride bicycle for 2 years, and it's like socks wet, shoes wet, freezing. I'm like, I stayed here. I've been here for 13 years now, so I guess I love it.
I think you're embedded into the culture. I don't think you can. You would be able to leave easily.
For real.
There
I
might
love
be
and
riots.
Support these folks. Show is amazing, man. So yeah.
We were
my
just
home.
Talking about before. I don't know if it's maybe because I pay attention to the Bills more than anything, but we get a lot of return players. They'll leave, yeah. They'll go, and then we just re-sign Gabe Davis, mm-hmm. Poyer. Something about Buffalo, even not just
Trey
players,
Davis.
But yeah, but people who even move away from Buffalo, something about the city just draws you back.
Yeah. Abigail, in your world, what do you think you're going to see in the landscape, in the stands, in fashion? Because I feel like fashion is definitely involved. You've contributed to that. You and Dima have both contributed to that. So what do you think that's going to look like?
I'm just really excited for this year. I think that a lot of women and men, but especially women, are just getting more comfortable with like going to a game. You can wear your Zubaz pants and your Josh Allen jersey, or you can dress up and it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like in the past, you know, 4 or 5 years, I'd wear a more excessive outfit to a game. You know, I'll have little booties on and I'll have some crazy bling or something on. And I would kind of get some looks, and I feel like over the last like year or two, now that I've kind of showed girls like, if you want to, like the lace jersey, you can wear a cool lace jersey with some cool slacks and like some cute booties on. You can wear whatever you want, whatever is going to make you feel good, especially while you're celebrating and watching your favorite sports team. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, I want everyone just to wear whatever. So I think this year, especially with it being the farewell season and with some of the things that we're going to be coming out with later in the year, women and men are just going to be able to express themselves more, mm-hmm. with their fashion about, and it's all about the football team, you know, like,
yeah.
No one needs to be looking like, oh, she looks really dressed up. Yeah, well, she looks great and she's going to go yeah. watch the Bills win and go yeah. beat the Chiefs. Yeah. So it doesn't even matter.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like how you're putting that out into the universe.
It's funny you said that because when I go to the game, yeah, I don't wear much Bills stuff. I wear like, you see,
but you look good.
I wear a suit, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like a few times, but the last, when we play the Chief, we play, you know, I wear like a Louis Vuitton, Gucci suit, whatever
it
is.
Yeah, I remember.
And it's the same color as the Bills color. We got the blue, the red, and the white, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. it's still, you know, same, you know, vibe going on, but it doesn't say Bills on it, you know what I mean? It's just like,
it's your touch.
My touch to it, you know? People are like, why are you so dressed up? Where's your Bills stuff? I'm like, it's just me, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like fashion's evolved so much, especially in the sports world, especially with women specifically, because mm-hmm. before we'd be going to sports games and unless you're wearing a specific jersey, you're not going to be accepted. But now I feel like it's evolved so much with your business, making it more inclusive to get women more comfortable. But now other companies are taking note with, you know, women-owned businesses, with the WAGs, you know, doing their own clothing lines and customizing to fit with them. Women and just people, not just women, but everyone in general, are just feeling way more comfortable expressing themselves with what they want to wear. And businesses are taking note, like specifically New Era. Mm-hmm. We're releasing in the next couple weeks, you know, our fall winter collection. And we have so many like women specific silhouettes with apparel and hats. So people can feel more comfortable because girls want to feel cute with mm-hmm. what they wear. They want to support their teams, but they want to be cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we are going to really dive into fashion coming up after the break. So don't go away. Up next on Group Chat on BTPM NPR. We'll be right back. Thanks for checking out Group Chat, our new pop culture show on WBFO that talks about what you're talking about each week. Music, movies, food, technology, arts, culture, and more. And we want to know what's on your mind. Join the chat by dropping us an email at groupchat@wbfo.org. We welcome your questions, comments, and suggestions on what you want us to talk about.
Thanks for joining us again on Group Chat. I'm your host, Bentley, and I am joined by Abigail Lee, owner and creator of the fashion brand By Abigail Lee, specializing in Buffalo apparel. Dima Matta, senior manager of marketing at New Era Cap, also partner on the New Era Josh Allen campaign. And Chef Darian Bryan, owner of Bratz Hill and the Plating Society, private chef for the Bills, and has been featured on the Food Network with lots more happening. So I'm honored to be here with you all because just your take on everything, the excitement around the home opener. I don't know that if it's matched with anything else. I mean, I think we wait all year for this. We were talking about the stadium and what we're going to see on Sunday. We talked a little bit about fashion, and we're going to talk more about fashion in the next segment. But what about superstitions? So with all the new fashion coming out, I mean, do you still have the socks or do you still have to wear that same jersey? How does that work? Are we not superstitious in this room?
For me, it's season to season.
Yeah.
So like last year I had one shirt that I would like this little crop that I would always wear. And if we were winning with it, then I'll keep wearing it. If we lost, I'm like, all right, I got a new one that I got to put on. So it's like game to game for me.
I
like hold my breath. I'm only superstitious like during the game.
Yeah.
Like I'll be like, okay, if I can hold my breath for 20 seconds during this whole entire play, they're going to score a touchdown. So I'm like, and I literally like, I'm really weird with like, it's in the stadium.
During the
like, I don't,
game.
I always obviously will wear one of my pieces of clothes because I was like, oh, it's going to be lucky.
Yeah.
But I have customers of mine who have like old vintage pieces that I do the reworking where I do, you know, stars and bling and just you give it a new life. I had some women last year wear it for like 9 games and they wouldn't wash it. And I'm like, okay. They're like, I'm in it today. I'm like, you look great. Oh my gosh. You know, but
Darian so is fun. Judging us.
I'm not. It's just like, wow.
Yeah.
9 days. But for me, it's like, if Josh booked me for a dinner and they win, he booked me again. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things. You don't really change. If he did this and they win, he's going to continue doing it until that's something cool. changes something else. Other than that, I don't really have much.
You're superstitious also around Josh.
Yes. So I'm like, we'll win. Okay, I'm going to be there this week. Oh, man, we'll lose that game. He's going somewhere else.
Do you have to make the same meal every time too? Or do you switch up the
he's
food?
He loves steak. Yeah. So always some type of steak dish. Particularly a freezer full of Wagyu steak.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'll text him or call him. Yo, what do you want to eat tonight? He's like, you know, some stew meat or something. Mm-hmm. I'll pull it out of the freezer for me. When I come out, I'll cook it. So he just pull out whatever I need, like, you know, 2 days before or whatever, so he can thaw out and I'll make it happen.
I think one of the things that makes him so just effective. Okay, this is off the playing field. Obviously, he's very effective on the playing field. But even as a person, and in marketing, seems so genuine and it come across like, that way.
You know him very closely.
He used to wash dishes with me. Like when we finish, I'm like, go sit down. He's like, no, I want to wash dishes. And he's just washing the dishes here with me. I'm like, cool, wash dishes then. You know, I mean, we're washing dishes together.
People have like parasocial ideas of like how someone is just because they follow them, they watch them play. But genuinely, the kindest human being ever, no matter who you are, how close you are, if you're a stranger. Just also so naturally funny. It's absolutely insane. Like, how can you be so good at everything you do and just be naturally funny off the cuff?
Well,
it's wild.
It's funny because I was actually going to ask you about that because you had a major role in the Billustration campaign. Mm-hmm. So basically Josh Allen working at New Era.
Yeah.
So you were involved in the shoots. You were in one of the videos. Yeah. I did see you there sitting at the table. And I felt like that was very real.
A lot of the scenes were all obviously with any marketing campaign, you have like an outline and you have certain things that are scripted. But a majority, we would do like a bunch of takes. And a lot of the stuff that we ended up keeping in was all just improv, was all like off the cuff of him just like doing whatever takes he wanted to do.
Really?
Yeah.
I wondered that because I was like, either he's a really good actor or he is just doing this.
That's just who he is as a person. Like even between when we would capture behind the scenes social content, he would just be making jokes left and right. He's just a very naturally easygoing person. They say never meet your heroes, but everyone needs to meet Josh Allen because of just who he is as a person. He's great.
That's pretty dope.
He's really great.
How did the idea come about for this campaign?
So we have been partnered with him just as an athlete since he got drafted. And would have a contract with him over a certain number of years. And then his contract was up last year. We knew we wanted to keep him. He's such a staple in Buffalo. He loves Buffalo so much too. He wants to be a part of the community. We know as your career grows, contracts change with it. So he also wanted to have a bigger role within the company as well with New Era. So he, when we announced the partnership with him, he's not just, you know, one of our partner ambassadors. He's also has equity with the company as well. So it just kind of solidifies him within the Buffalo community even more. So, cool. He's just really, really does. Yeah. It shows his faith in Buffalo and New Era and then us and him, because we know that this is a long-term thing with him.
Can you explain the idea? I know you have the hat here behind the illustration.
Yeah. So we know that he's just a fun person. And so we didn't want to just do partnership with New Era. So we partnered with an agency that kind of helped us concept how can we kind of bring his partnership and the announcement to life. And so I call it specifically the potato cap, because when he drew the hit the logo, the Bills logo, it looks like a potato. So,
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So this logo, this was years ago. I think a lot of players do. They try to draw their team's logo from memory. So when he did it, he drew this. And so this just went viral and unofficially on some Bills gear. But when we got the partnership with him, partnership with the Bills, you know, with the teams, New Era got the rights to actually put this on an official cap. So this was kind of the whole concept behind that story that we did. So as you can see, we released a bunch of the videos. We have another couple of clips that are releasing later this week as well. With this one, we had, it was like, it's like drawn on his office in New Era. It's on the cap that he's wearing within all the videos as well. So a really, really cool thing that I love on top of this and being like the director of illustration, he is very close and partnered with Oshai as well. So what we did to partner with him was we took a bunch of these caps and we partnered with some children at Oshai, and they drew all over the caps. And so what he's going to be doing is he's going to be wearing each one of those through the tunnel into the game for all the home games this year. And then that specific hat that the kid drew and he's wearing is going to be auctioned off with Oshai, and all the proceeds are going to go to Oshai.
Oh,
I didn't know I was going to be so emotional during this group chat.
That's pretty
dope. That's just like another way that he's, you know, just connected to the community and how he can give back, we can give back, we can just partner in a bigger way beyond just New Era and Josh Allen.
Which is a big thing about this team that I love is the way they give back. And Abigail, I feel like you encounter the players as well, and you do something very special for their loved ones, and you know, you make them feel comfortable and make them feel special. What is your creative process in that, and what is important to you when you are, you know, designing for people involved with the team?
Honestly, just whatever vision that they have. I mostly make pieces for a lot of the wives and girlfriends. I had one of the wives reach out the other day, and she wanted to get her husband we just wanted to make a custom sweatshirt. It had nothing to do with, you know, any Bills things, but we did like camo thing on black, and we did Bible verses and like all these things all over. So we're designing those pieces. And then with all the other girls, they'll kind of just send me an idea, and I'm like, okay, what about this, this, this? And they're like, perfect. So we have a few, probably like I've sent out about 8 outfits to a few of the different women for this week. So I don't know if they're gonna be wearing them this week or in the next coming weeks, but it's cool. Like, I love being able to make pieces for them. Obviously getting to make a piece for Haley, it was just special. You know, I feel like I get to be a little in a part of their life too. So
and there's a trust involved in that.
Yeah,
you know, on all of your levels, these people trust you and that's earned. So it's something you should be very proud of. What does the Bills Mafia brand mean now?
I mean, it comes back to Buffalo, the city of good neighbors, you know? So, I mean, going back to the philanthropic, I'm remembering when the Bengals player, you know, got us into the playoffs and kicked that field goal and everyone donated to his charity. It's just, it's bigger than football.
Yeah. So. Is it a lifestyle?
Yes.
Abigail's
it's not a phase. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. If you're in it, you're in it. Yeah. Like, it's all day, every day. I mean, for me, I'm just, No, Bills Mafia is a complete lifestyle. 100%. Sorry, I just got really passionate.
I appreciate
that.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But I do love that Dima brought a little emo into that. So
I'm always gonna bring emo back into it.
Were you, did you see the reel, was it from Hard Knocks, where they were singing Panic at the Disco?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I As if we couldn't love them anymore. I was like, it's my people.
You know, are those the things that make these players so likable? You know, we did an event at PBS here. It was a year after the mass shooting at Tops. And we did a thing where we had kids come in and perform. And he came in and read stories to the kids. And from that point on, I just saw him in a completely different light. Not that I ever saw, I always saw him in a good light, but I just saw him in a different way. And from then on, the more I was involved with him and his charities, he is just such a class act. And there's so many players that are like that on the team.
Deion is solid. He's something else. I was just talking to him the other day. I'm trying to find a chef to do like an in-home thing for him.
Yeah.
Because most of the guys, when they come to town, they hit me up to find either me to cook for them or find a chef to do work full time. So trying to find a guy for him full time right now. He's something else. That boy is so funny, man.
He seems very funny.
Got something going on.
Well, I got a little nervous with the racing during Hard Knocks.
You know, he texts me all the time. Yo, he's like, let me take you for a ride in this thing. I'm like, I don't know if I can do it. My wife would never allow me to go in that car. But his kids was in the front seat. I'm like, yo. I was showing my wife, I'm like, listen, kids are in the front seat. That means I could do it too.
You're a car guy though, aren't you?
I'm a big car guy, but it's just like, not that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Nice, classy stuff, cruising. Yeah. I like to go fast too, but you know, big trucks, you know, but it's like,
maybe in a straight line instead of
I've never done anything like that before. I do a little stuff here and there in the parking lot. Yeah. But you know, not as intense as that, though.
It does seem very safe. And he did do an interview after that where he said, you know, he's fine. Because everybody was worried that is that in your contract that you can't do stuff like that? But apparently it's all good. And, you know, he always says his number one priority is to protect Josh Allen. So
there you go. You know, for like the fans want to see that these guys love and care about this community, right? Because Buffalonians, they love Buffalo. They love the culture, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And for these guys not being from here and come here and adapt, it means a lot to them, you know, to see that these strangers like me coming here and just like adapting Buffalo as my home, you know?
Yeah.
It means a lot.
And they welcomed you.
Yes, they do. Open arms. Come on in.
They treat you like a celebrity.
He is.
I just cook, man. Change life through food. That's what I do.
Yeah. That's the way to Buffalonians' hearts.
I was just going to say that's like number one love language.
And with me connecting with the football too, it's a food and football, you know what I mean? That's
the perfect little
fall into a nice little trap there.
Well, you know, you chose Buffalo at a good time because now you're on the like trajectory, because especially with, you know, all the primetime games and Buffalo in the NFL world is now being more positioned as, you know, an exciting fan base telling stories. Obviously Hard Knocks was a big thing. Does that contrast to past reputations, or do you see it as growth?
I don't know. I feel like we've always, regardless of how the team's performing, that loyal fan base is always going to be there. They're always going to have the grit. The people are always going to go to the games, especially with football. And I feel like now there's just more eyes on the team, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would say the last like 6 years, like people have been like, your Bills is doing great.
Yeah.
What's going on over there? Is it the food? Is it what's going on? I was getting all these interviews all the time, right? What changed? Because I started cooking for them at the same time when Diggs was here. I was Diggs' personal chef. I was cooking for most of the guys.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, what is it? What's in the food? Why they're performing so well? I'm like, I wish I had something to do with this. We're just great now, you know what I mean? Yeah.
What is it like to see the Bills in a national pop culture realm?
I'm just still not used to it. Like, even seeing commercials on TV, you would see, you know, it would be a flash of a Patriots player and a Tom Brady or the Buccaneers or like any other team or Kansas City. And it was never the Bills. And now you just like, you just see it so organically on NFL Network. Like, it's Josh right there instead of it being Patrick Mahomes and things like that. So it's just so cool because you just see it so much more and you're like, that's my team. And just like now we just have eyes on it and it's just everyone's looking. I don't want it to jinx us, you know, because there's so much going on and we're getting so much attention.
Yeah.
But yeah. That has nothing to ever do with the fan base. The fan base is still going to be loyal through and through. And I think the guys, I think we're on track for a really good year.
Yeah. And I think they've managed it well. I have to say, I know this is going to be unpopular opinion, but I appreciate how Josh and Haley have kept their relationship mm-hmm. private. Now, I know there's other NFL couples that have been a little more out there, and that's fine. And yeah. I know the yeah. new engagement with
yeah.
the Taylor Kelce engagement. But that was the path that they chose. And obviously they're going to get attention. You know, yeah. everybody was, you know, Josh is Buffalo's MVP. So they mm-hmm. want to see him happy. So they want to celebrate, you know, his wedding and things like that. But I do appreciate how they have handled that.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. I agree.
Even though I don't like when I see people taking pictures of them when they're at restaurants. Know. Can we yeah. stop that, and please,
and
Buffalo?
And it's not yeah. the best photos, too.
No.
Yeah. But maybe eating a steak and looking like crazy. I'm like, yo, wait until you put a steak down. You know what I mean?
Well, and just, can we just act like we belong here? Like, people can yeah. go out to dinner and we can't act so shocked
exactly.
to see yeah. somebody famous. Yeah. You yeah. know?
Like, if you want them to keep going out to these restaurants, you need to treat them like normal people so they continue to be a part of the community.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Because yeah, I do like to see them in Buffalo.
Yeah, with yeah. Boyer, when he came in, on the next day, I called him. I'm like, come have dinner with me at my restaurant. He came down and I didn't tell nobody he's coming. I just like show up, and I mean, people just like taking their phone up, like snapping a little picture. I'm like, yo,
be normal.
Let the guy eat his ramen or whatever yeah. he got going on.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But, yeah. Well, because in larger cities or in other cities, it's common to see people out to dinner, and yes, it yeah. does happen. But you don't see people freaking out as much, yeah. and you need to be comfortable in your surroundings. And I know that, like, you know. Obviously, they live out in Orchard Park and they're closer to the stadium, but I do like when they come to Buffalo.
Yeah.
So it's like, don't chase them away.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
Come downtown. We need it. Because, for example, Diggs and Gabe and those guys, the first time they come downtown, when I invite them to like, play in society, and all of a sudden I drag them out of Orchard Park, like, listen, yeah. come have a free dinner with me at my restaurant, or let's do a private dinner at the play in society. He's like, yo, what's down here? I'm like, this is downtown Buffalo. This yeah. is what downtown looked like. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Mackenzie, when he was here, mm-hmm. R. James, all those guys, I yeah. just dragged them down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah. I remember like just being at a bar and Dion coming in and playing darts. The great thing was that people were just like leaving him alone. So I'm like, yeah, can we just all yeah. oh, like.
Buffalo's just small. We don't have that much excitement. Like yeah. the yeah. Bills is our excitement.
Yeah.
So I think I understand when people get, you know, all crazy over
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
The Bills are everything here, man.
Yeah.
Like, for example, when I'm in like Miami, I would link up with Dion, one of those guys who go out for dinner or whatever. And nobody even like, even look or trying to say, they're yeah. just like normal people in those places, yeah. you know what I mean? But Buffalo, no. That's, we have a conversation too, is like, you love Buffalo because the love and support these people show here is just unmatched. Mm-hmm.
I like to show them love yeah. because I love them.
yeah.
But you know,
they love it too.
All right. Well, when we come back from the break, we'll talk football and the culture and more about fashion. Group chat on BTPM NPR. We'll be right back. Thanks for checking out Group Chat, our new pop culture show on WBFO that talks about what you're talking about each week. Music, movies, food, technology, arts, culture, and more. And we want to know what's on your mind. Join the chat by dropping us an email at groupchat@wbfo.org. We welcome your questions, comments, and suggestions on what you want us to talk about. Welcome back to Group Chat. I'm your host, Bentley, here with my guests, Abigail Lee, owner and creator of the fashion brand By Abigail Lee, specializing in Buffalo apparel. Dima Matta, senior manager of marketing at New Era Cap, also partnered in the New Era Josh Allen campaign. And Chef Darian Bryan, owner of Bratz Hill and the Plating Society, private chef for the Bills, and has been featured on the Food Network, among various other things. We were talking about fashion. The new campaign, the Cold Front uniforms. Mm-hmm. Oh. Can we talk about that?
The rivalries?
yes.
They're cool.
Clean. I love
They're it. Very mm-hmm. clean. So rivalries is a new initiative from the NFL where uh-huh. the teams that are participating in it, they're only wearing those uniforms for that specific game, that partnership. So for us specifically, our rivalry is on it's the Sunday night game on October 5th versus the Patriots. So truly, like in Buffalo, the elements can play in our favor.
So what are your, I just want to hear your go-to outfits.
I mean, every game's just different. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I have a fur coat collaboration coming up because I just love like a big,
that's cool,
blue, huge fur coat. I wore one a few times last year and people are like, where is this from? And I'm like,
oh, yeah, something. I think I was one of those people.
Yeah. And then just like snowsuits and just the inspiration from vintage styles from before. That's what I'm really trying to focus like my stuff on this year. Anything new that I create, I want to just have that almost feel like a vintage, especially with the stadium going. You know, I want to create pieces that people are going to want to wear for years. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, in 20 years, that's going to be a vintage piece one day. So amen. I think just, yeah, pulling inspiration from vintage wear is going to be my huge thing this year. And then just bringing like feminine touches, like lace. Nobody, football and lace, you would mm-hmm. never think goes together. And I mean, the lace jerseys are our best seller of the season. So mm-hmm. that's kind of where my style is going to come from this year. Feminine, vintage, juicy, you know?
Juicy. I like those three words.
Yeah. I love it.
Darian, will you have to do an outfit change because you're going to be tailgating and cooking? Will you change before you go into the stadium? I feel like you probably have multiple outfits.
Yeah, so.
He's like, oh, yeah.
And what hat will you
wear? Wardrobe.
You
know what?
Yeah, I'm going to have to change a few times because, you know, set up clothes, all different clothes from cooking, uniform, you know, and then we got to go to the game after. So yeah. We're going to make sure we have enough time to freshen up and look clean again. But I'm always at the game. Most of the times I'm cooking, you know what I mean? Like either in the suite somewhere. So when it comes down to fashion, I don't really have a big closet of like Bills stuff. I wear whatever my heart is telling me that day. Okay, we're playing these guys. Okay, I'm gonna go out in this color, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or the same Bills vibe going on, but it's not, you know, Bills printed all over it.
Yeah.
I'm just a little different, you know?
Do you have your hat picked out?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
What color is it?
I got a lot of hats.
I was going to say, you're going to change the hat too, or just do the one throughout the day?
I'm going to change the hat.
Okay, yeah.
Ooh, nice. I got a red, all red hat, so I think I'm going to roll with that one.
Yeah.
All right. I'll probably send it to you so you can style it for me. How about
there
that?
There you go. Another collab.
Maybe we can do a collab.
There
too.
We go.
Just like, we can make custom, you know, fedora, like, yeah. You know, the crown the same, but like a baseball brim. I don't know. We can create something.
This is why I love Buffalo, because this is how these things happen, you know? What about you, Dima?
For me, the first thing I do is I check the weather. Is it going to rain? Is it going to be cold? Is it going to be hot? And then truly for me, it's going to be a game time decision each day. That's what it is. I try to pick like what the one central statement piece is going to be, whether it's a hat, a jacket, like Zuba pants or just like sweats or something. And then I just kind of like build around that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's always weather focused, and I appreciate Abigail for making cute cold weather options.
I want one of those fur jackets.
Wait! I'm so excited.
I love
I
a fur.
A snow
it's gonna
suit.
Be so fun.
Yeah,
yeah. And the snowsuits. We're doing three different snowsuits this year. Plus, oh my gosh, because that's when we, you know, it's hard to look cute. And you know, for September, all the girls always have their little cutie shirts on and all the stuff and their cute boots. But then when it is -5 degrees out and
you're just like big jacket.
I feel like they still wear the same thing though. Like
really?
I'll be like, yo, you're not freezing to death right now? Like I'll be looking at some of these people like, yo, where's your clothes? But that's just the mafia. They go out.
Yeah, we're gonna be warm and comfortable, but look cute this year.
Yes.
Yeah, that's ideal.
Yes.
Or you spend all this money on like jerseys and sweatshirts and custom pieces, but then it's cold, so you just have to throw like a plain blue like snowsuit on, and you're like, wait, I'm not even showing my Bills love.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's come a long way from putting your jersey on over your coat. So
100%.
With all of this and the fashion, what is the new era approach for the season?
For the fashion. So like I mentioned before, we have our cold sidelines, the official sidelines collection, hot weather collection, where all of the technology for this year, we really focused on performance. So whether you're an athlete or you're just someone watching the game, you know, you're still in those same elements when you're watching the games in the stadium. So when it's hot, it's like breathable, you know, materials. When it's cold, it's like really warm, like dog ear type of collection as well. So cold weather, we have a whole nother collection that's coming out end of this month. That's still part of the official Sidelines campaign. But like I mentioned, the fall winter that comes out, that collection that comes out in within the next couple weeks, a lot of it is, you know, functional, but it's also fashionable as well.
Abigail, so exciting. Since you were last on, the Topps collaboration has happened.
Yeah.
How did that come about? And what does that mean to you, especially being from this area?
Yeah, so Topps reached out a couple months ago and we kind of threw together the first partnership and dropping in 28 stores. And then a weekend, everything was sold out. Everything was
That's
gone from almost.
I didn't hear about this one. Yeah. Tell me more. What's
yeah.
this about?
Yeah. So I just recently partnered up with Topps and we were selling in 28 stores. And after the first week, everything was gone. And we were like, okay. And so they said, the woman called me. She goes, okay, I want you to record yourself when you open up this next email. And I'm like, okay, like what's going on? So I opened it up and it was to 62 stores now in. All,
gotta get working.
I know. All over Western New York. It's in Rochester, Syracuse, Central New York, down into Pennsylvania. I mean, it's everywhere. It's been like the coolest thing ever. And we're going to be having some other really fun announcements with them soon. We're going to be partnering and doing exclusive Justin Topps designs. So like two designs a month. You could just find them in Topps. Got to go to Topps Friendly Market.
That's
so
awesome.
And you know, Darian, you are not just a chef. You are a fashion icon in Buffalo. So it's a no-brainer that we tie in food and fashion in this episode, mm-hmm. especially to do with Bill's Mafia and Bill's culture. And we did talk about you possibly having an outfit change. So how did you get connected with the personal chef stuff for the Bills? I did a private dinner with you at the Plating Society, mm-hmm. and I still dream about that steak. I'm always asking friends, I'm like, we need another excuse to do a private dinner. When are we doing it?
Because let's get together and just do something.
Yeah, you know? I'm just like, I need that in my life all the time. And you made a joke saying, I apologize for the portions, I'm used to cooking for linebackers. And I think about that all the time. How did this come about? What was your journey? Why do they keep asking you to come back?
Well, you know, so remember Vontae Davis?
Yeah.
Remember Vontae retired mm-hmm. halftime? Yeah. So he was the first guy I ever cooked for.
Yeah.
And he started posting my food on social media. He's like, you know, this kid is cooking me all these healthy, delicious food. So people started following along. So when he retired, he went back to Miami. People said he quit, but he said he retired, you know. What do you think? So I meet all these players from doing these events in Miami. So they start flying to wherever they live now to the events for them too. So that's how I become his NFL chef. Then I, you know, started cooking meal prep for the guys back here in Buffalo. I mean, Diggs came to town. Remember Stephon Diggs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course we do.
Mm-hmm. So when he came to town, he texted me on Instagram, asked me to be a chef. At first, I told him no, because I know there's so much work that goes into it. I just didn't have the time to do it. And he pretty much say, you know, how much it's going to be for you to say yes. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to give him a price. He's going to say no. But I gave him the price. He said, that's cool. I'm like, oh, I didn't know much about the guy, but the guy got bread
higher
to pay. Yeah. And I start doing it. I'm glad I did that because it opened so much door for me. You know, I met Josh, to him, Gabe Davis, all those guys come for dinner every night because I was there every night. It was over COVID too. So we could go nowhere.
Yeah.
And all these guys just get together every night. And then I started cooking for those guys too in home. And it just started from the one guy, Vontae.
Wow.
Which unfortunately passed away, was it last year or 2 years ago?
Oh.
Vontae Davis, yeah.
Well, and before that, what was your training? Because you came here from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
You went to culinary school, but there was a path.
Yeah. So my first job was working at Denny's.
Okay. I needed to. Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Denny's in Delaware. My very first cooking job. And they teach me so much about American food. I never seen pancake a day in my life. I never seen bacon. We don't have country fried steak where I grew up. You know what I mean? I grew up on this little hill called Brad's Hill, so that's where the name for the restaurant come from. No electric, nor any water. And we used to go to the river every day to get water, crocodile chasing us. It's wild, right? And I came here and I got a job at Denny's and they teach me so much, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right? Then I went to ECC for Culinary Arts, started my own cuisine called the Caribbean Cuisine. I used to go back and teach every semester. People love that. Then I'm like, I need to know the management side of what I do. So I went to Buff State for hospitality management, the business side of stuff.
Yeah.
They teach me all about the legal stuff and all the stuff you need to know to run your own business. Mm-hmm. Worked at Hutch's for 4 years. Then I opened a restaurant, Prima Cafe in Hamburg. That's where I met Vontae Davis. Worked at Fisher Price too.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
The toy company. I wasn't making toys. I'm not that talented.
Okay.
I cook. I was cooking for them. I was a general manager, executive chef for them. I was loving that job.
Yeah. And then you brought fashion into all of this because
fashion,
now,
yeah.
How did, what was that step?
Well, Jamaican background is, you were all about fashion, dressing up. I got five sisters. They're always dressing me up when I was a little boy, right? But when I used to go to Diggs' house all the time, I used to wear like a regular jacket, chef jacket. And he used to come over and pick on me saying cheap, just like picking on my shirt saying cheap. I'm like, you know, I need to step my game up a little, you know what I mean? So I find a guy, Adrian Jules, to custom make my uniforms for me. I'm like, you know, so he can't really like picking up, because it's not like a regular chef jacket, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's a tailcoat.
Yeah.
It's a chef jacket at the same time. I'm like, so when he saw them, he was like, oh, okay, I see you. So from that, I just, the appearance is everything for me, you know what I mean? Like, you know, people see you, they're like, why is this guy so different? They want to get to know you. That's business. So I always stay clean from my Jamaican background and straight to the kitchen, you know what I mean?
I love that.
An icon in many ways. Mm-hmm. So I thank you all for talking about your individual roles in this mafia culture, because I feel like I have three people in this room that are shaping that in 2025, you know, and have shaped it and continue to. And it really is a lifestyle. And it's a bond, because even when we all kind of came into the same room together when we got here, I mean, I know you're familiar with each other, but there were all these connections that everybody was talking about.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think that's really the one of the beautiful things about Bill's culture, is how it really does bring people together. You know, whether it's singing Mr. Brightside and Dima getting to, you know,
it's my favorite,
get excited about Panic at the Disco, or Abigail getting me to wear a lace jersey.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
And Darian having me obsessed with food. Can you just remind us, it might possibly be open to the public, but what is going on Sunday that you can talk about, Darian, or anything that you have coming up that you would like to talk about?
So Sunday, we got this big tailgate for Snickers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they reach out to me, saying they're partnering with Josh Allen. They want me to be the chef to release these new sauces that they have. So I have to come up with dishes to go with these sauces. Mm-hmm. So we have three sauces, three dishes, and it's open to the public. They can come, but you got to sign some type of paper because you're going to be on camera, you know what I mean? So let's have some fun. Come support your own team and enjoy these sauces. Abigail is going to be a big part of that too. I've got a bunch of influencers coming.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
What does Sunday look like for you, Abigail?
So actually, it's my 30th birthday on Saturday. So I have no idea where I'm getting taken. And then I will be home 11 a.m. Sunday. So 11 a.m. Sunday, I got hair and makeup coming. I said today, this is your first game of the season. I said, I'm doing it up. I want to feel fancy and fresh and all good. So I'm going to get my makeup done. I'll shoot content at my house for a couple hours, try to get some good reels and TikToks ready to go. And then I'll go over to Game Day Buffalo's tailgate and just enjoy every moment, probably just cry all my makeup off that I paid to get done.
It's okay.
Yeah. It's okay. And then get into the game and watch us beat the Ravens. What else, you know? Yeah.
Dima.
Not to that extent. Gonna do my own hair and makeup.
I'm thinking now I want to go all out.
I know. Honestly, truly, I'm like, now I'm really gonna think about my outfit, because I do want to like go big.
Yeah.
Go big and go to the home opener.
See?
There you go. I'm just full of these. Definitely going to stop by your guys' tailgate for sure. And then just bop around. And then, again, watch the Bills beat the Ravens.
100%. Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, I will see you at all the tailgates and at the game. And I appreciate you all being here. I can't wait to have you on again. And I am going to come and crash the Snickers tailgate, so just so you know. That wraps up today's episode of Group Chat. For now, if you want to continue the conversation, make sure you follow us on Instagram at BTPM, that stands for Buffalo Toronto Public Media, NPR. Also, check us out on the video podcast on Buffalo Toronto Public Media's YouTube channel. I'd like to thank my guests, Abigail Lee, Dima Matta, Chef Darian Bryan, and thank you for being here with us today. I'm your host, Bentley. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.